Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mini mailbag episode where we read your emails, listen to your voicemails, and just talk about everything you. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I'm producer Maria.
First things first, let's see if we have any new...
Oh, we have an email.
Cool. Let's read it.
From Robert. The subject is Forrest Fenn fucked up our cabin.
Oh my God.
And Forrest Fenn's the treasure hunt guy we talked about
recently. A scammer.
So this says, my brother-in-law has a cabin right on the state line of Colorado and New Mexico, which they built back in the 1980s. It is wildly off-grid. It has solar panels that charge lead-acid batteries and water storage tanks that are fed by snowmelt runoff. It's the most off-road place I've ever been. You have to literally drive across fallen aspens, and if you don't have four-wheel drive, you're absolutely fucked. I know this because one kid tried to drive up the mountain in a Camry and broke his axle and was stuck up there in the middle of the night, and you can only be up there about a third of the year. Otherwise, the winter will kill you. Jesus. So we went with him to the cabin for the first time in 2017, and when we got there, the cabin was a wreck. They leave it unlocked and stocked full of food in case snowmobilers get injured and need shelter. But someone had gone in and ransacked the place.
Oh my God.
Worse still, the water tanks had been upended. The strangest bit was there was now a new signature in the cabin's guest book, a Mrs. Laura Startley. No one knew who this was or how this had appeared in the guest book. We stayed there for a few days, but midway through the trip, something very strange happened. Someone came walking out of the woods and approached the cabin. I can't express enough how strange this was. It's miles between each cabin there, and the train is almost entirely vertical. It's some straight-up Lord of the Rings shit. Seeing this person, an upper middle-aged lady, was like being on the moon and having someone walk up behind you, and it was enough to get us all on the front porch. She walked up and started talking to us in a very friendly and casual way, like she'd met us at the grocery store. We cautiously responded, and she calmly told us she'd broken into a cabin further up the mountain and had been living there until the owner had come back and pulled a gun on her. She said she'd planned to pay him off after she found the buried treasure, which made me think she was insane, but then she referenced Forrest Fenn.
Oh my God.
It turned out she'd been living in the mountains all summer, breaking into cabins one after the next and digging up their entire property looking for Fenn's treasure.
This guy really fucked everyone up.
She had been the one who knocked over the water tanks, as apparently Fenn's clues reference water at some point. We slowly realized this lady had been living in our own cabin, sleeping in our beds we now slept in, and had possibly been watching us in the woods for possibly days.
Oh my God.
We disabused her of the notion that we were in any way keepers of Fen's treasure, and disappointed, she asked us for a ride down the mountain.
Ew.
We did so, and though some of us were all for driving her straight to the cops, this seemed like a lot of effort during your vacation since it would burn up the whole day. We dropped her off and never saw her again. The whole thing still creeps me out a bit. Eventually, we realized it had been her who signed the guest book, which was just bizarre. I think the idea of buried treasure is as cool as the next person, but not if it encourages kooks like that to stalk you in the woods. Thanks for the fun pods. Stay nasty, Robert.
Oh my God. That Fen is a menace to society.
That's crazy.
That is so weird.
God damn it. And we have another email from Anna. It says, I stand with Allie.
Yes, let's do it.
Dear web crawlers, I have followed the Forest Fen treasure hunt for many years now, and I stand with Allie.
Yes.
Forest Fen is a hack. Yeah. I find no coincidence in the fact that the treasure was found mere months before he died. Mm-hmm. My theory is that there is a treasure, but that the treasure is the joy of nature and spending time with loved ones. Okay, hear me out. He has said that he wanted to get people and families outside to explore the areas he loved.
Mm.
Then he calls the clue book The Thrill of the Chase. I think the biggest clue is the title of this book. He is saying that the treasure is the chase because everyone loves a good treasure hunt.
Yes. Except Allie.
Except Allie. With this, everyone who searched for this gained something. Everyone found the quote-unquote treasure.
Or death.
Well, but not now, everyone, because some people died.
Some people died, yeah. They found the treasure of death. So now if the treasure was real and that guy really found it, I'm very curious if he is able to keep it. With Fen's shady dealings in the past, I'm certain that if the treasure is real, he stole the items in backdoor deals while taking advantage of people. Mm-hmm. I'm really wondering if the guy who found it goes to sell, if he will get to keep it. My thought is that dealers or museums will come forward and say that the treasures are missing or stolen artifacts from their collections. With that said, I did get my whole office in on the hunt, and we made maps together, ruled out places, and still have a group text, just treasure updates. Allie speaks the truth, Anna.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I do agree that it's probably the chase, and I also don't think probably that the treasure exists. Like, I think that it was never actually found.
And then Anna, she emailed back again. She's like, okay, just emailed you guys about Forest Fen, and I've got so worked up, I forgot to mention the gold and silver dealer in Michigan who created a treasure hunt around the state during quarantine.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Now, this is putting riches to good use. At the beginning of quarantine, this guy had to close his shop and use this time to go on a road trip with his wife. They hid $1 million in gold, silver, and jewels along the way and say each location is worth at least $1,000, and they're slowly releasing clues to each location.
Holy shit.
Whoa. This article says Michigan jeweler plans Willy Wonka-inspired treasure hunt for $100,000 in gold and silver. Oh, so this is like 10 people who find silver tickets are able to compete in a 7-day treasure hunt that starts on June 1st, 2021.
See, that's fun. Like, that's real and that's fun. Like, this other guy was a freak.
Wow. So this guy claimed over the summer, he buried $1 million in gold, silver, jewels, and antiques. And so far, 100,000 of that has been found.
Oh, wow.
And in the meantime, chocolate bars on sale for $10 each from the Treasure Quest website. And there are 10 silver tickets are hidden among the 400,000 chocolate bars.
Okay,
produced.
This is fun. This is fun, and I like this. This is fun.
So winners will receive, yeah, a 10-ounce silver bar worth more than $200, a free one-week trip to the Upper Peninsula, and an invitation to compete in the hunt with a partner of their choice.
We should buy a few chocolate bars just to see if we win.
Teams will be followed by film crews to document their adventure. I want to do this.
Yes. Wow. Let's buy some chocolate bars. I don't want to go on the hunt.
Yes.
But if we win.
Treasure Quest website.
That's really fun. I actually really like
this.
Oh,
I'm for sure
going to
buy some of these. That's fun.
How much money do you win again?
They said it's.
For if you get a chocolate bar?
Each location is worth at least
$1,000. Oh, okay.
But it goes up to $100,000. And there's $1 million okay. total.
Well, if we win $100,000, I want like $5,000.
But when you get half of it?
Oh, I mean,
a third?
I would prefer that. But I don't want to do the treasure hunt part.
I got it.
I just want the money.
All right. Well,
so we can figure it out from there.
Well, that's
yeah,
fun.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Wow. How fun. That's cool. And I love chocolate. I think it's just a chocolate part that got me.
Do we have any new reviews?
I've always loved true crime podcasts, but this one is like no other. Web Crawlers is like chatting with your friends who are super into conspiracies, true crime, and Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits while not being afraid to be silly at the same time. This podcast has saved my sanity while working as a teacher from home while simultaneously helping my fourth grader with her learning. I am forever grateful. P.S. Allie has the voice of a guardian angel, and yes, she's super friendly on Instagram when I comment like a maniac on her adorable dog's photos. Thanks again, ladies. And Craig, honk honk, toy fan 09.
I am friendly.
Wow. All that Allie took out of that was to get defensive about the fact that someone complimented her.
Wow. I'm really bad at taking compliments. Yeah, you're right. I am friendly. Thanks.
I am friendly. Do you hear what she said?
We got some voicemails.
Yeah, let's play those suckers.
Hi. This message is for the Web Crawlers. I'm a big fan, long-time listener, first-time caller. My name's Vicky. I'm actually in the Discord as Victoria Starrett, so keep being there. That's who I am. I'm calling about two things. The first thing is, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's a documentary on HBO Max called Class Action Park.
Yeah.
Yes. That was my town. I grew up there.
Oh my God, nice.
And I actually worked at Action Park, but more recently, not during the 80s.
It's still open.
So I think it's really interesting. If you don't know about it, it's basically, it was the most dangerous amusement park in the world at one point. There was just lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. Nothing was regulated. It was just run by a bunch of drunk teenagers. And they had a water slide that was a complete like loop-de-loop, and people would go down it. Their teeth would fall out. And they would, you know, break their arms and legs and end up with a bunch of lacerations. Anyway, I worked at Mountain Creek Water Park, which is the new water park, which is now owned by IntraWest. And a lot of the same stuff that happened in the movie is still kind of going on, or was going on when I was working there.
Oh, wow.
It's really a lot. So that's the first thing. The second thing is I recently went up to Portland, Oregon, and I saw a ghost for the first time.
Oh my God.
I thought it was so cool. We went on a ghost tour. My husband and I went on a ghost tour, and it was so cool because I've never taken a picture of a ghost before, but I think I got a picture of this one. I'm not giving a whole lot of detail because I feel like I don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to let you guys know about these two things. Thanks so much. Bye.
Wow.
Send us that ghost pic. Fun. My God.
Send that ghost pic.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hello, this message is for the web crawlers. Two things from two recent episodes. One, it would be incredible if you did an episode on bad dreams, like the person who called in about his nightmare.
Sure.
It's just interesting to me how many people have really strange nightmares and like how much of it is real life and how much of it isn't. Like just quick example, growing up, I used to have a recurring nightmare. It was slightly different every time, but the main thing that was recurring was the fact that aliens took me to a place in the woods. And it's a very distinct, specific place every single time, the same place. So for a while, I thought, oh, am I abducted? Maybe. Maybe not. Because the other weird dreams that I would have was that Bigfoot would come into my house, and they'd beat up me and my family, and I would wake up with bruises and stuff all over my body.
Yes, she did.
She woke up with bruises.
My bed was tucked in a corner, and I probably was thrashing up against the wall. And
oh, my God.
So that's about nightmares. It'd be interesting to hear what crazy nightmares other people have. And the second thing was about nicknames. And you mentioned how Dick is short for Richard. Well, I just want to give a real quick story about a friend of mine. Unfortunately, his father just recently passed away. And they're both named Richard. And Rick Sr., they went by Rick for Richard. And Rick Sr. would always introduce himself saying, "Hey, I'm Richard. Dick for long, Rick for short." And that was what he said. So R.I.P. Rick Sr. And that's all.
I like it.
Hey, Jeb. Okay, bye, girls.
Hi, Jeb.
Dick for long, Rich for short.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like we should do like a nightmares, recurring dreams type episode or something where people
also
can, like,
Carl Jung had so much to say about the importance of dreams, like in dream analysis. I'd be interested. I have a friend who goes to a dream analysis like therapist.
What?
Yeah,
that's a thing.
Yeah, like it's like a Jungian therapist who like analyzes her dreams.
Interesting.
I don't know, man.
Okay,
I don't know.
Hey, guys, this is for web crawlers. So I just wanted to share a weird story that happened with my family. And I don't really know if this aligns with any of the episodes that we've talked about, but it was like a ghost situation. So we walked into my house. It was me, my mom, my sister, and my little sister's best friend. And we like start flipping on lights. And then we flip on the light to walk into our living room, and then there's a long hallway, and we all turn to the right, no joke, and see a fucking little kid, like an old tiny little kid with like a nightgown and a sleeping hat. No fucking joke. But it was like, it was translucent, and we were like adjusting to the light. And we literally all look over and look at it, and we look at each other, and we're somehow so weirdly like nonchalant about it. Like, did you guys see something? And we were all just sort of like, yeah, that was weird. And we never even fucking talked about it for another probably like years after that.
Oh my God.
But anyway, it was super weird. I feel like we all thought like that we were like inventing it and overreacting, so we didn't want to like make a big deal about it. But when we later, like years later, talked about it, we all had the same memory about it. Like, how fucking weird is that?
That is weird.
We didn't feel like scared or weird about or anything. So I don't know. Anyway, love you guys. You're my little honey bun sugar plum. Can't wait to hear your next episode. Bye.
That's crazy. Wow. I love the bonnet.
old-timey kids wearing sleep hats.
That's classic ghost stuff.
Classic ghost. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, no thanks.
Okay. The voicemail?
Okay, I just called a minute ago. I wanted to say that I literally had the hardest time finding this phone number. And when I had heard people on the podcast complain before about not being able to find the phone number, I was like, okay, you morons. They literally sing it in every episode. But apparently, when you're stoned and in bed, you forget. You forget the prefix to the jingle, the 626. So anyway, eventually I found it on Twitter. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
I hope that all of our listeners buy Feels.
Yeah.
Although Feels has no THC.
Right.
That's right. But they do have a phone number you can call and they'll walk you through the entire CBD process.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes, they do.
That's right.
This message is for the web crawlers. What up, guys? Ooh, it's Becca. I had to hit pause on this episode with Craig's synchronicities because what the fuck? I'm like driving home from picking up dinner and I'm going through downtown Woodstock. And what do you guys bring up but Dick Tracy?
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, what? I just drove past the fucking Dick Tracy Chester Gold Museum, and there's, like, he has history in Woodstock. There's, like, Dick Tracy Way and Dick Tracy Way Park.
No.
And I just triangulated myself, but I don't even care. But also, we talked about this a couple weeks ago on the Discord because I posted a picture of a mural of, like, Dick Tracy was, like, the big one in the front, but the reason I posted it was because we were talking about Groundhog Day and Bill Murray. Because Groundhog Day was actually shot in Woodstock, and there's this mural by the movie theater. And anyway, I just thought that was kind of fucking crazy. And I've called about glitches before, and also I've called into the live. I think you probably maybe remember me. I've called into the live show before with myself and with my friend Betty, and mm-hmm. I have an alien mm-hmm. story for you, but I can't tell it to you without Betty, so we'll talk again soon. I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Honk, honk. Okay, I have to go finish listening to this episode. Love you. Bye.
That's crazy.
I love Rosie and Betty.
Becca.
Becca. Becca and Betty.
Oh, I thought it was... Oh.
There is a Rosie. A
there is a Rosie, but this is Becca and Betty.
They have the same vibe, okay. I think, Rosie and Becca.
Hi, yeah. Yeah. This message is for the web crawlers. Did you like my Ally Time remix? This is Becca again. I'm sorry. I called you yesterday. I feel like really stressed out, and I was just like, I'm Dick Tracy. And I just really, like, elaborate. And I just wanted to, like, clarify. So, yeah, Chester Gould was the creator of Dick Tracy. And he's, like, a little celebrity of Woodstock, Illinois. And that's where he lived and drew most of his comics. And so there's different memorials around Woodstock. And when I was listening to your episode yesterday, I was, like, I was driving home through downtown and where I passed, like, apparently he used to, like, thumb square and, like, draw his comics all the time. Now, I was passing the square, but I was literally parallel to the mural with Dick Tracy on it. You can't really see it from, like, where
that's
I
crazy.
Was. But it's
that
there.
That's crazy.
And also, like, that's fucking weird. Like, I do believe we are in a simulation, and, like, kind of what, like, Alexa was saying, like, I doubt myself, and I doubt, like, that I... Sorry, I'm getting off on a tangent here. You start to doubt yourself because it's like, am I seeing these synchronicities because I'm noticing it more? Am I noticing it more because it's happening, or am I manifesting it because I'm noticing
the chicken
more?
Or the egg?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel you, girl, Alexa from Texas. Also, but yeah, I just felt like I gave you word vomit yesterday, and I kind of did it today again too. Because yesterday when I got off the phone, I was sweating, and now I'm sweating again. Okay, love you. I don't know what else to say. Actually, I do. No, if there's too much, there's just too many glitches. Okay, I'm just gonna go. I'm sorry, it was a long day. Okay, I love you. Bye.
I love her.
I'm obsessed
so much
with her. How do I be friends with her? She feels like my kindred spirit.
Hi, I'm calling for Web Crawlers. This is Olivia from Atlanta. Something extremely bizarre happened to me today, and I feel like y'all would appreciate this because I just don't know what to make of it. So I went to the pod, the post office, to mail a few things, and I sat in my car for a second before getting out, getting all my stuff together, and then I look up out the window, and I see this woman just standing in front of my car, and I'm in a parking spot right in front of the post office. And she has blue face paint on.
Avatar.
Three purple painted stripes on each side of her face. She was an older black woman, and she was just standing there humming what sort of sounded like a Native American chant. That's the only thing I can relate it to. So I was just kind of sitting there, just taking it all in for a moment, trying to figure out, should I wait in my car a few seconds? And then this guy walks out of the post office, very average looking. He's got like a beige sweater on that looks like your regular dad or next door neighbor. And he hums it back to the woman.
What?
The same thing that she was humming. He hums it right back, even though he had been inside, obviously. So I don't know if you could hear the humming inside. I don't know how he knew it all. And then he just turned right and walked away. And then a few minutes, not a few minutes, like a few seconds. A few seconds later, she turns left and just walks away. So they didn't know each other. Was this a weird glitch? I have no idea what to make of it. She was also wearing a purple zip-up sweatshirt, if that's important. But anyone in the Atlanta area has also experienced this strange humming and face paint. Call in the Web Crawlers. Let me know, because I don't know if I hallucinated that, if I need to get my apartment tested for carbon monoxide. Who knows? But anyway, I love the podcast. Just wanted to share this bizarre thing that happened to me today. All right, bye.
Oh my God, that's what? Crazy.
That was, I'm going to go ahead and say that was a glitch in the Matrix.
Unless it was just like a familiar song that people know that she just didn't know. But that's really weird.
That's so weird.
Okay, well, that is it. Thank you so much for all your emails and your voicemails. Per usual, we love them so much. And the more we hear from you guys, the more we just like want to be your friends. It's weird. Anyways, I am Allie Synchronicity Siegel.
I am Melissa Humming in a Parking Lot Stetton.
And I'm Maria Dick Tracy Blasucci.
More like cool. Hummers in a parking lot.
Ooh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Like blowjobs. Okay, bye. Yeah.
Bye.
Original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.